I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, Arizona, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, April 18, 2017, at 7 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen is excused. Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
Mayor David Smith.
Present.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Present.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom.
Here.
City staff, Richard Marsh, City Manager. Ashley Coronado, City Clerk. Carrie Bagley, Finance Director. Andy Heratic, Public Works Director. Mark Berlinet, Fire Chief. Alda Orduño, City Attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. For our moment of silence, unfortunately, there's never a shortage of subjects to contemplate and to think about. The latest is, as they say, hot off the press, and that is I'd like to have a moment of silence for those families involved in the tragic incident in Fresno, California, if we could, please. Thank you. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. This is one of my favorite parts of this, and this is the Employee of the Month recognition, and as some of you have been here before, this is really special because this is voted on by the employees, and I get to award it, but the council really, this isn't our taxpayers' money involved in this. This actually, the employees all chip in for a $50 Visa gift card that goes along with this. And it gives me a lot of pleasure to award this to Lorena Valdez. Hmm. As with all of our hardworking employees, Lorena certainly exemplifies the work that goes into running this city. We're very, very lucky to have her, and thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to talk a minute about boards and commissions. The Bisbee City government has 23 boards and commissions, which is an incredible number, certainly more if you check the websites of other cities, including Tucson and larger cities. You're going to find that they don't have anywhere near that. And we do that because we want transparency and we want involvement of the community in this government. But we can't do that unless we, in fact, have people step up. Otherwise, those slots go empty, and they're virtually of no use. And so I just want to mention that we have some vacancies that I would love people to step up and to volunteer for. We have, on the Board of Adjustment, we have four vacancies. At the present time, if that was to meet, they couldn't meet because we don't have a quorum. The Civil Service Commission is one of the most important commissions that we have because it's based on the Civil Service Commission that we have our employees are able to their job descriptions, raises, different policies that are put into effect. All of these things go through civil service, and we have three vacancies. Committee on Disability Issues. Incredible in Bisbee, Arizona, that we have seven vacancies out of the seven positions. Municipal Property Corporation. This is a very important committee, and yet we have two vacancies out of. Mr. Marsh. We have Ms. Bagley, the finance director. We have Mr. Stanley Stern, and we have two vacancies. So this is something that needs to be filled. And of real importance also is the Police and Fire Advisory Board. The Police and Fire Advisory Board. This is a commission that is established by our charter. And so this is a standing committee, and it has a long list of duties to include even complaints against police or fire or things that police and fire need to function better, and yet we are unable to put together a committee meeting. We haven't had one in a couple years because of lack of interest. So we have two people from Ward 1 that need to be involved in this. Whichever one of you wants to claim them, today I spoke with a Ward 1 person that is putting in an application. Right. So each of you only need a half a person. And we have Ward 2, we need one person, and in Ward 3, we need one person. So if our people up here can think of people that we can get into these positions, these are important positions. And like I said, they're standing committees, and we really need to be able to function. Streets and Infrastructure Committee, we have two vacancies, although as of today, we're going to be getting one more application. So we'll only be one short on that commission. And the Transit Advisory Committee, we have one vacancy, which is a Bisbee citizen. So it's kind of an at-large, but they have to be from Bisbee. They're not able to. We have one person that from outside of Bisbee. With that, I want to go into the next thing, and that is that if we have boards and commissions that are not going to function, then there's no reason to have them. It takes staff time, and it's my intent to bring to the council in the very near future my recommendations for abolishing those committees and commissions that are not functioning and are not required by our charter. We also have we have a couple commissions or committees that are filled, that are allegedly working but accomplishing nothing. Except to take our staff time and to get together for a social hour. And quite honestly, I'm going to be bringing that to the council also. There's no reason to have those unless they are actually working rather than just meeting for meeting's sake. So I'm just throwing that out to the public and to the council that we can expect that in the future, if we don't have working committees and commissions, we're going to, in fact, get rid of them. So with that, we have call to the public, and we have Allison Williams.
Hello, my name is Allison Williams, Ward 2. Lorena, well, I too want to thank Lorena. Before I was a city employee, the amount of work and the amount of help, she goes above and beyond. And Public Works and the city and everybody who lives here is so lucky to have her. And also just working at the library. I mean, she helps with so many things, but especially Festival of Lights, which is above and beyond her job as well. Like, Festival of Lights is so amazing, and the work she puts into it. So it's just one of the many things. But I am here today. Hello, Mayor, Council, Manager, city staff, to just give some updates for the Copper Queen Library. It's Poetry Month, and we have had a lot of events bringing poetry to the library and out into the streets all month. A new program that we started this year is called The Balcony Scene, 24 poets in 12 days, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon. On the balcony, two poets a day. This has been amazing. The poetry is going out into the streets. People are listening from below. People are coming. On a Monday in Old Bisbee at noon, we had over 25 people at lunchtime listening to poetry. That was pretty amazing to me. And then it happened again. Again, there were more than 25 people. So I'm really excited about that. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we have Pearl Watkins and Lily Lee. Friday, we have James Cool and Abigail Stage. Next Wednesday, we have Dick Bakken. He is still rockin'. And we have Brad Edwards. And the last Friday of the month is an open mic. And it's short and sweet. It's only 15 minutes a poet. And come for your lunch, bring something to eat or drink, and sit down and listen. And then I just wanted to kind of give a pre-announcement in that summer reading program is in the works and being finalized, and we are really excited about this year's summer reading program. We're again taking the library out of the library, and we are the theme is Build a Better World, and we're focusing on governments and nonprofits in our community. And we are going to be coming to City Hall with the mayor. We're going to bring the kids here and learn a little bit about civics and the role of mayor and council. And we are going to be going to the fire department, thanks to Chief Burnlight and all the firemen. They're going to do a smokehouse. We are going, hopefully, again, onto Freeport land with an amazing field trip planned for that.
Are we ready?
And we're done at 3 minutes,
yes,
are we?
Yes, we are. Thank
and
you, though.
Thank you. There's lots. It's
I know.
Exciting.
You guys are so busy that, but thank you. You were busy congratulating and so forth. So, yeah, she deserves that. You're right. Thank you, Ms. Williams. All right, we have general business, accounts payable, please.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $269,776.01.
Can I ask a quick question on that?
Sure. Well, no.
No?
We need a second, then you can ask a question.
A second.
Thank you, sir. Now you may ask a question.
Just a few things that I want to read through. Do we have a grant writer on staff?
Yes.
And is she not the one that did the USDA grant?
Well, we have a grant writer that, yes, it's on staff. And I don't know, is she the one that did the USDA grant?
Yes. So what was the $2,300? I'm just curious.
Her name is Melanie Green. Mm-hmm. She's replaced Shar. I put that in my manager's report to the mayor and the council. Shar resigned. We brought on Melanie Green. So the expenses that we're going to shower used to pay Melanie Green's salary.
So the 23 is just part of the salary?
Yeah, it's salary. Yeah. Well, it's more hourly rate that she's charging. That's what it is.
I was just curious.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you. Any other questions, counsel? All right. Ms. Coronado, would you?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Now we'll move on to the approval of the consent agenda. It is A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of the Mayor and Council held on April 4th, 2017 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the appointment of Melissa Hartman to the Board of Adjustment. C, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit submitted by the Bisbee Firefighters Local 2146 for a City of Bisbee event at Grassy Park on Friday, May 26th, 2017 through Monday, May 29th, 2017 from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. D, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for a City of Bisbee event on Main Street and at Grassy Park, Bisbee B parking lot and Gore Park on Saturday, May 27th, 2017 through Monday, May 29th, 2017 from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. E, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Grassy Park, Gore Park, and various parking areas for the Bisbee Pride Vendor Fair on Friday, June 16, 2017, and Saturday, June 17, 2017, from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. F. Approval of a park and facility, park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of 100 Tombstone Canyon to City Park for the Bisbee Pride Parade on Saturday, June 17, 2017, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Council, do we have any items that you wish pulled for further discussion? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through I.
I second it.
Thank you, ma'am. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Item number 5, discussion of possible approval of a contract with Priority Emergency Vehicles for the purchase of an ambulance. Fire Chief Mark Bernalite.
Excuse me, Mayor. It's item number 3.
Did I skip a page?
Yes.
Yeah. You did.
Well, how dare me? Mr. Chief? At ease. I'm sorry. That's what happens when you try to be... Yeah, it hit it on me. I apologize very much. All right. Item number 3. That explains why people are looking like going, oh, should I say something? So thank you. Discussion of possible approval of Ordinance 017-03, Rezone Partial 103-61-437, owned by Tanya Borgson and located at 219 Tombstone Canyon, from R1 to CM1. And this is an item that has been brought previously. And so, what is your pleasure?
Mayor, I move that we approve the notice of intent to adopt Ordinance 01703 to rezone parcel 103-61-437, owned by Tanya Borgeson and located at 219 Tombstone Canyon, from R1 to CM1, with 3 conditions. One, that the applicant shall provide the city with a signed acceptance of conditions and a waiver of claims form arising from ARS section 121134, signed by the property owner of the subject property within 30 days of city council approval of the zoning. Two, any proposed exterior construction, reconstruction, alteration, or structural changes will also be subject to approval of the design review board per section 2.6 of the Bisbee Zoning Code. And three, should the applicant not pursue a boutique use, the applicant agrees to limit other alternative uses to preclude restaurants, daycare, and automotive service.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion? Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 6-0. New business, and again, I apologize for skipping over this. Discussion and possible direction to staff on a petition received from Susan Blackford regarding have a certified forensic audit. Ms. Blackford, you've asked to speak. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. Just some short remarks. I am here tonight as a very concerned taxpayer that there has been a very little oversight with our tax dollars for the last several years. Since we know that last year's budget was bogus, in my opinion, and many others, that was done by City Manager Johnson and Finance Director Bono, we also know that the regular auditors have stated in their yearly reports that there have been a number of discrepancies for the last several years. before any more decisions are made, would it not make sense to find out the true nature of the city finances that only a forensic audit would show? You are all legally accountable to the taxpayers of this town. Please remember that. Thank you. Any questions, Mayor and Council?
Thank you, Ms. Blackford.
No questions?
I just had a question. Who would pay for that?
You would pay for that. The city would pay for that. It usually, from what I've been told, and Mr. Marsh would probably know more about that, it would run maybe anywhere between $50,000 to $70,000.
Yeah, really, in reality, this is for 4 years, and it'll run closer to $200,000. But nevertheless, with respect, I would indicate, that the city is unable to afford that. Obviously, we would accept funding from outside sources if they wanted to pay for it. And probably more important, we are going to go out to bid for new accountants this next month. And with that, we would hope that one of the first things they would have to do, Ms. Blackford, is to go through the books, if you will, for at least the last year to catch up and to carry those balances forward. So we're hoping that by that will partially satisfy the wishes of yourself and others that have brought this up to us. It goes without saying that we are likewise disturbed about the budget, although we believe, or I believe, in going through it very closely, that there's nothing that was illegal or even close to that, but there were mistakes made, and that a new accounting firm should be able to pick those up.
May I have time to ask a question about that?
You may ask a question.
Thank you. This new firm, would they be having a certified forensic auditor aboard and be looking at that? Because that's completely different from a regular auditor looking.
We don't know.
Well, I make a suggestion that be looked into, and if possible, that they have that person to use that in conjunction with our new service.
You may make that suggestion.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes. This sounds like deja vu all over again, with discussion of possible approval of a contract with Priority Emergency Vehicles for the purchase of an ambulance. Chief Bernalite.
Good evening, Mayor, members of Council, Mr. Marshelder. Coming before you today to ask permission to approve the purchase of an ambulance that would be paid for with the donation from the Copper Queen Community Hospital. It was part of the MOU that Mr. Marsh and I negotiated with the hospital when he first started, and it's one of the perks we've been waiting for to spend. This vehicle will be the fourth ambulance in our fleet. I'll bring this up just under what our full vehicle staffing is of five of what we used to have. We had to put out for bid, and we got one bid, and it was from the company Priority Emergency Vehicles. With the funds that we were trying to work within, we were facing purchasing a piece of used equipment. We've never been in that position before. As long as I've been with the fire department, anything we've purchased as far as ambulances and fire trucks, we've been fortunate enough to buy new either through debt service payment or through grants. And our last ambulance and last fire truck, that's how we got them. We got them on a FEMA grant. So with facing that, this company came up with a really great solution. It's not a totally used piece of equipment. It's actually a brand new 2017 chassis with full warranties, and it'll have a refurbished ambulance box put on it. So we're getting a pretty good quality piece of equipment for the money that we would be spending.
Thanks, sir. Any questions? The council have any questions of the chief? All right, sir. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the contract with Priority Emergency Vehicles for the purchase of an ambulance in the amount of $81,965 plus tax and title. Funds for this purchase will come from the donation received from Copper Queen Community Hospital.
I second that. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Number six, discussion of possible approval of an intergovernmental agreement, that's IGA, between Cochise County and the City of Bisbee regarding a regional municipal solid waste disposal system for the use and benefit of their citizens in accordance with the state and federal laws. Mr. Andy Heradic, Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. What I have before you today is an agreement that goes back to the 70s when Cochise County regionalized the landfills and moved it to the Western Regional Landfill. So this agreement that's before you is the renewal of that agreement. And there's one change on it. The agreement used to be for 10 years. I was pretty unhappy about the last rate increase from the county for garbage services. Not that I can do much about it, but I also asked in this agreement that we revisit it in half of the time, every 5 years instead of 10. I went to the meeting and I wasn't happy about the rate increase, and I told them that I wanted to change the time on it because there had to be a different level of accountability in my mind, because our increases are just huge and only going to get bigger. But this is the agreement that we need to use with to operate with Cochise County so that we can use the Western Regional Landfill. And by the way, when we did this, all the other little cities in the county, we all closed our landfills. So we have no landfill option, quite frankly, at this point.
It's called between a rock and a hard spot.
Yeah.
Any questions, Council?
I do have
a question.
Ma'am. Will we still be getting the one-year free dump day?
Councilman McClain, the problem with free dump day is that it's not free. The citizens of Bisbee have to pick up the bill for free dump day. So every free dump day that we have, we still have to pay for. What I'm talking about with the county now, instead of doing free dump day and going to the dump, what I think might be more advantageous for our citizens, and we'll have to talk about this citywide, is bringing the dump to our neighborhoods. In other words, bringing the giant 20, 30-yard roll-offs to different neighborhoods at different times and letting the neighborhoods in smaller units, we go to Upper Briggs and say, all right, you've got 5 days to empty your stuff out into this container. The dump days aren't... every year there are fewer and fewer people at dump days. The county picks the schedule for dump days, and I quite frankly feel that there's no prejudice there, but I think weather determines part of the outcome of dump days. So when there's nicer weather, I believe we have better response to dump days. Our dump days have been, in the past, been coming in some pretty lousy weather times. But I think one of the things we're talking about is trying to make that, since we're paying for it anyway, we're really kind of looking at and talking about bringing it into the neighborhoods. But that's something at this point, yes, the next free dump day is scheduled. The county's having an issue with free dump days as well because they aren't free. Somebody has to come in and pay for it. But as it stands, there will be a free dump day, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. But it's not free.
But it's not free. I know. And when I found out it wasn't free, then I was crazy.
An oxymoron.
But it took me years to figure out it wasn't free.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Do we have a motion? I move to approve an intergovernmental agreement, IGA, between the Cochise County and the City of Bisbee regarding a regional municipal solid waste disposal system for the use and benefit of their citizens in accordance with state and federal laws.
I second it.
Thank you. And Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Number 7, discussion and possible approval of the notice of intent to adopt Ordinance 0-1704, amending Article 9.1.4 and 9.1.5 of the City Code regarding sanitation service rates and fees and providing for repeal and severability. Mr. Horadic.
Mayor, Council, thank you again. I didn't realize if I'd called in sick, we could have been out of here a little quicker, so I'll make it quick. In order to raise sanitation rates, and it's something I am proposing, I need to come before Mayor and Council. I have a certain number of days that I need to be before Mayor and Council. 60 days.
Yes.
So I'm putting this on the agenda today to give notice that I would like to, that I'm going to be talking about an increase in sanitation. Now, this doesn't mean that we are going to have an increase.
This is
the first reading. Thank you.
Right.
Thank
you.
Yes, thank you, Council.
The statute requires that the public receive notice. So this is just giving the public notice. You are not voting on rate increases. This is just meeting the statutory obligation of providing notice to the public. This is all you're voting on tonight.
Right. We are voting on a notice of intent.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Notice of intent.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for the clarification. All right. Do we have any comments from the council?
Well, Mayor, I just want to comment that tomorrow evening we're beginning our work sessions on budget, and the first one we're going to be discussing is Public Works and our garbage service. And so it's going to be an opportunity for citizens and ourselves to look in detail to the cost of how what we're now doing in terms of providing garbage service and how much it's costing us. And certainly a strong component of that is our recycling program. And frankly, we're so successful in our recycling program is one of the reasons why the costs in terms of tipping fee are going up, because there's less material going into the landfill, and there's serious fixed costs involved in running that landfill, and so they have to raise the fees and able to cover those fixed costs. And in some ways, the same thing is true in terms of the operation of our garbage pickup, and that is that it's not it's a service, I guess, rather than a volume fee that we charge. And again, the same thing is the recycling program definitely impacts our garbage collection system. So I just want to share with citizens that we're going to be talking about this in detail tomorrow evening. And no better way, if you have concerns or questions, hopefully be present and interact with us and advise us in terms of how to deal with this.
Yes, sir. Thank you. There's no better way to spend an evening than with the City Council discussing budgets. anything else?
Well, also, what's being proposed initially here, to be right up front here, is increasing our current residential rate from $17.08 a month to $20.40 a month. So this is a significant increase, and I don't want anyone to say, well, I wasn't aware of this. We're announcing tonight, and we've got time to talk about it again tomorrow evening, as well as in 60 days. It won't be until 60 days we'll be taking an official vote on this. So there's opportunity for input.
Right. And the reason for that is that the county has raised the tipping fees from $55 to $64 a ton. And as Mayor Pro Tem indicated, we don't charge the citizens a volume fee. And so, but we get charged a volume fee by the county, and so that's why it needs to be made up. So that's something we'll discuss and certainly value your individual input at the proper time. And so do we have a motion? Okay, I'll do it. I move to approve the notice of intent to adopt ordinance 017-04, amending articles 9.1.4 and 9.1.5 of the city code regarding sanitation service rates and fees, and providing for repeal and separability, and direct the city clerk to post the notice of intent for 60 days.
I second.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Discussion number 8, discussion of possible approval to enter into an agreement with Elite Sales and Service to service Public Works generators at a cost of $105 per hour or $125 after hours or on weekends. Mr. Hradek.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. This is the last of the service agreements I hope to be bringing to the Mayor and Council. This year I brought you service agreements for every element of the wastewater plant. This is the last piece of the plant that needs to be, in my opinion, that needs to be properly serviced. The city has, wastewater has two very large generators, one at the lift station over by the county jail, and then the backup generator at the wastewater plant. And I'm sorry to say that these generators have not been serviced for almost 11 years. We had a power outage last year, and the door had not been opened in so long at the plant that when they took the handle to open it, they broke the handle off. APS broke the handle off. And this thing about these generators is that in the event of catastrophic failure, and it's not just, you know, I have generators, the police department has come to you with their generators. We rely on these generators in the dead of night to get our system through. You know, we're not really having a problem in the daytime because we have such a great solar array that we can run our plant. But these generators become very, very important to us in bad weather or, you know, or if there's any kind of electric catastrophic failure. These generators need, they have been brought up. They have been serviced now. We have paid for all the servicing, so we've brought them up to where they need to be. There were things like the generator at the wastewater plant is so large it takes 50 gallons of coolant, and the generator shut off on us. That's when we discovered, there were issues because there were only 5 gallons of coolant left in the generator. It had drained out over 10 years of lack of service. These are the kinds of things we can't let go at the city, and we have to hold the line on these operations. We don't have any heating and cooling here, but we can't let this happen in the wastewater plant. We have to maintain that wastewater plant, and it's just so important to us. So I brought it up to service. We won't be the service the man won't be out now. It's based on the number of hours that the generators run. He will come every quarter and do general checks, and I'm not expecting more than 2 or 3 hours of work about every 3 months unless I have a major breakdown. This rate ended up, this is a state contractor, and the rate I'm giving you, the reason I went an hourly rate is because I felt it was going to be cheaper for us overall than getting into $600-$700 a quarter fees that meant he was going to come out and change things he didn't need to change, and then there were parts involved in that. So I felt that once we got these generators up and running and where they were supposed to be, that this was the least expensive way to go ahead and maintain them.
Thank you, sir.
And I will say, Mayor, we've only in 12 years of these generators ever had to have one call out on a weekend, and that was during Hurricane Odile when we needed the generator more than any other day that we needed it.
And that's the going rate of generator repair?
Actually, I got them down a little bit. For hourly rate, a good mechanic makes, a diesel mechanic makes about $65, $70 an hour now. But to get him in a truck to get him out here, he was $125, and I browbeat him down to $105 and then $125 on the weekends. But, yeah, it's like everything for those. It's very expensive.
Well, if there was one on every corner, then it would be a lot less expensive. That's why, you bet. Any other questions, Council?
I move we enter into an agreement with Elite Sales and Service to service Public Works generator at a cost of $105 per hour or $125 after hours or weekends.
Okay. Do we have a second?
A second.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Discussion of possible, number nine, discussion of possible approval of an intergovernmental agreement, IGA, between the city of Douglas and the city of Bisbee for equipment rental and materials. And Mr. Horadic, since you're standing there, if you wouldn't mind.
Why don't I field this one for you, sir?
Yeah.
The materials that we get, interestingly enough, from Douglas is asphalt. Douglas has a very small asphalt plant, and we were paying about twice as much a ton for asphalt from Douglas as we were K&G. So I made a visit to the city of Douglas, I went down and met the Public Works Department, and we talked about what their projects were, what they were looking for, and what we were looking to do. And Len Karchner is the Public Works Director for the city of Douglas, and Douglas Mayor and council people came down here and they looked at the way we're paving streets and they realized they need to work on their streets. As you know, we went and bought street equipment to pave streets. Now they asked me for the asphalt machine and I told them no. I wouldn't let them have it unless they hired every man I had with it, but I wouldn't give it to them to run. I won't let anybody have it. When I'm gone, you can give it out, but I'm not sharing it until I don't have to. But there was some equipment that we have that they can use. And it's not a lot of equipment. We have a 9-wheel roller. What Douglas's plan is they're going to chip seal their streets. They don't really feel that they can pull together the crew to actually get them asphalted. So Lynn wants to chip seal those streets. I have two pieces of equipment that he could readily use. We have a grader, which I don't think we put 10 hours a year on. It's been here for 20 years. It's a Caterpillar. It's a good piece of equipment. We have the 9-wheel roller, and he would like to borrow a dump truck, which I don't think Raul will let go. But we do have two pieces of equipment that I think they could use to chip seal their streets. And in turn, they've also lowered the price of asphalt down to beat K&G's price. So that would be a material price that we would be getting from them in this agreement. I do think it's important at this point with the way we're all sort of struggling in the county, the smaller cities. I've been entering into a lot of intergovernmental agreements with other cities. I know you guys have noticed I've been bringing things up. We're into the wastewater plant in Douglas. Now we're going to be helping Public Works, or we're into the wastewater plant in Tombstone. Now I'm suggesting that we help Douglas out with some streets equipment. We took a $50 an hour rate. That's what the county charges me when I was borrowing equipment from the county. I'm not giving them brand new equipment. I'm getting them used equipment. If you look in the agreement, whatever they break, they have to pay and fix. Len Karchner is a really decent guy. The city of Douglas is looking for a little help, and this is just a little. This doesn't give them much, but it saves them a little bit of money in their project. The other reason I brought this forward is because when we needed help, we went and asked for help, and there were. We went to some bigger governmental agencies, and they weren't really interested in helping us. And it was kind of frustrating. So I made a point to reach out to these smaller communities. I may not be able to get help from the county or other big cities, but if I can get a little help from these other small towns into these agreements at this point, it just seems like it's not a bad idea to me.
Excellent.
So,
thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Do we have any questions from council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the city of Douglas and the city of Bisbee for equipment rental and materials.
Thank you. I'll second that.
Second?
Or third? I'm calling for roll call votes on IGAs because of moves that the state legislature wants to put in. So I want to make sure that it's well recorded. So, Ms. Coronado, back to work.
All right. Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Davis.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn.
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes 6-0 unanimously. Number 10. Discussion and possible approval of the intergovernmental agreement with Cochise County for procurement services. And I believe Ms. Orduño is going to talk to us about that.
I am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
this is before you because currently the city of Bisbee doesn't have somebody dedicated to do procurement work for the city. So this agreement allows the city to contract with Cochise County and their procurement department to help the city obtain services, goods, whatever the city needs at competitive rates and within the laws of the state of Arizona, the city charter code, and all the other governing laws that the city has to follow. The procurement department is willing to do this work for the city. They have the capacity to take on the load if and when the city needs it. So Ms. O and Lori from our office put together the IGA, so that is before you tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Do we have any questions, Council?
What's the cost involved in making use of this service?
I'm sorry.
$40.
Oh, right, $40 an hour.
Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am. A question. I didn't see anywhere on here that it said 40. It just said that it would be 2% of the purchase price plus any actual costs. That's what it states in here.
Under recitals, and I may have misspoke, under Section D of the recitals, it says Cochise County has offered and Bisbee has agreed that CPD, Cochise Procurement Department, will provide procurement services for Bisbee for the nonprofit rate of 2% of the purchase price with a minimum charge of $25 plus any actual costs in order to cover CPD staff and any other actual costs incurred. So I misspoke. I'm sorry, Council Member Klein. It is the 2% with the minimum charge of $25.
Thank you for catching that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I've got one.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is this going to be for just large items, or are we talking that it's going to be hand tools, work gloves, things like that that maybe Public Works might need, or paint for City Hall? Or
I think Mr. Horadic has more of the details.
Councilman Klein, when we have to go to bid for, say, trucks or anything over $5,000, there is a process that we have to go through in the city charter as well as purchasing, so we meet all the requirements of the state of Arizona. So going to bid on something like air conditioning at the library, in order to go to bid, and there has to be a scope of work written, and then you have to. There's a formal bid process that you go through. And we used to do that in-house, but we don't have any employees left. So in order for us to do that, it would be easier for us if we can go to the county, tell them what we want, sit down there and write up the scope of work with them, and then they'll take it to bid for us. They'll bring in the bids, and then we'll go through it, and we'll decide who we're going to select off those bid tabs. But this will help us with bidding on anything over that we, if we have any question on any item over $5,000 and we're stuck with it or we struggle with how we're going to purchase it and I can't get enough prices for it, I can go to the county then and I can get them to go ahead and help me. We have a limit in the city of $5,000. So anything that's over that has to go. There's a process that we have to follow. I need three prices, and if it's a state contractor, then I don't have to go to competitive bid. For instance, this generator information that we did, that was a state contractor, and I got my three prices, and he was the lowest of those three prices. So that was a small one. That was easy enough for me to go ahead and do. But when we go to do heating and cooling at City Hall, that's going to be a major project. I'll have to bring in state contractors and engineers. And writing up that scope of work and going to bid for that is in itself a very big job, and we just don't have staff to do that. So that's what we would use them for. So anything over $5,000, and then the more complicated it is, the more likely we would use them.
Well, I thought that's what we did, is we went to state contract for vehicles and, you know, large items like that.
And we don't have to use the county. And I will do as much of this in-house as I can. I have some other projects coming up, and I will use state contracting for all those. There are some things that we're going to be looking at, and to tell you the truth, when I've got a, we're looking at some sidewalk work, and it's $90,000. Well, you know, I went out and I asked the state contractors to give me price. I asked five, I got one. But I'm not comfortable coming to mayor and council with one bid for $90,000 with four people that didn't bid. So on that project, I would take that to the county, and I would ask them to help me go to bid on that and do something, you know, that's more formal and that's that appears to be more transparent. When I ask the people on the bid list that we're involved with that they'll bid on it, and they say no, I have a right to say, okay, well, they passed. They didn't bid on it. You know, we talked today, and the fire chief said he went out for bid service on the ambulance, and there was only one bid. Well, he went to bid for it. He went through the formal process. We did everything we should have done. But for me, $90,000 coming out of streets money, if I can get a better price, I'm going to try and I need to try and get a better price. So if I go to bid and I use our shave or our share contractors, and only one person bids, and that's what's happened on a project I'm working on now, I'm just not happy with that one person. I think I need to go out further, and I need to go further than I have the ability to do or the time to actually do. So that's when I've got something coming up on sidewalks on Highway 92 to finish them, and I just am not comfortable with the one bid. I need to have three bids, because when I come to you and I'm asking you for that much money, I want you to be sure that we followed all the processes and I am giving you the best price I can get you.
Mr. Marsh, you go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. Yes, and thank you, Councilwoman Klein. I'd like to just add to what Andy's saying. We've broadened the scope even of other services that we're going to be soliciting the services from the county for. And by the way, I apologize to Elder for the $40. I didn't realize how well we negotiated that deal down to $25, so forgive me for that. But the mayor mentioned earlier the audit services. We're gonna utilize county services to solicit proposals for audit services. We're also going to be bringing to the council an authorization to solicit services for new IT services in the near future. So those are just some other kinds of request for proposals that we're going to be utilizing, that we're proposing to use the county services for. And they're known around the state of having a very well-ran organization in terms of their procurement services, so we think we'll be in good hands.
And what do they say, the premium?
I'm not questioning their ability. I think they do very well. I think where my concern is, it seems like we're just turning everything over to the county rather than continuing, you know, what we normally do and know. I don't doubt the county's ability at all.
One of the things I just like to bring out, and we are utilizing IGAs, and I think Elder touched on this, the importance of, we have staff persons, and I can go through names right now, who are doing three jobs with the same, less, hadn't had raises in 5 years. And so what we're trying to do is utilize alternative service delivery in an efficient way, and also reduce the workload and the burden on our employees, who now are really overworked, to be quite frank. And one of our goals as a city, what we've adopted, is to retain, attract, and develop our employees, and to show that we appreciate what they do, we recognize what they do. But the pace we're going at, it will be unsustainable for us to maintain into the level of work that we're getting from our employees. And so this is another way we're attempting to utilize another service from another agency that could provide what we need.
I got a question. Do they not, like, when these things come up, I mean, they're talking about not having enough employees, but we're paying these other people to do it. They can't hire temporary employees that are, like, specialized in this kind of stuff, that where when you need them, you use them?
That's kind of what the IGA does. Mm. It allows us to...
I'm thinking of, like in Bisbee, you know, employees, you know.
Purchasing is so complicated within the city. I was sitting here as Councilman Klein was asking a question. I was going through my head. This is just an observation on my point. When I came to the city at Public Works, there were five division managers. There was a Public Works director. There was an operations manager, and there was a wastewater superintendent. None of that exists. There's just me. The five division managers are gone. The wastewater superintendent is gone, and there's no operations manager. And we used to support the public works director, and we would go out and do this actual work for him. And Councilman Klein's right. We do know how to do it because we've been doing it for a long time. The problem became I don't have enough time in the day to do it. Now we went to the county because government procurement is so complicated. If anything will get you in trouble in government, it will be procurement because you didn't fill out the third page on the 15th form, and you didn't realize that you had to have that fourth. It just gets really complicated. And the county they do a good job at it. My plan is just to use them when I really feel like I just don't have the time or I can't get forward on a project because it's over my head. And the other thing, and I've admitted this from the get-go, I'm not an engineer, and writing scopes of work for engineering jobs becomes really complicated. And if you write that scope wrong and you go to bid for it, it's wrong, you're screwed. I mean, because you can't go back and change it after you did it. So what's happening for us in the city is that the price of the projects that we're doing every year cost more and more and more. And we've never talked about raising our ceiling. I'm not suggesting that we do. We're comfortable with that $5,000. But there's a point with this that I have to tell you that when we started paving streets, it took me 45 days. I had to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was only one provider for asphalt in the county. But I had to go out and get five bids because we were spending over $100,000 a year, which far exceeds our $5,000 limit. So we had to go get with the attorney and prove that was a sole source provider. It took me 45 days to just be able to purchase asphalt from KE&G. And I'm willing to do that. But what this will do is this. I don't know about who else knows this stuff is the other thing. It's so complicated. Councilman, I don't know who else even knows about government.
Bisbee is one of those places where you find
where you can't find people.
Somebody from master's degree in engineering from Stanford that doesn't have a job. I mean, there's so many people in Bisbee that have all these talents.
Well, we're not limited to this. This is one venue for us. If we find something else, we are welcome to use something else. All the IGAs do are set us up to be, if we need it, then it's good to go and we can realign it. But we are not limited to that IGA. And I'm not suggesting that as of tomorrow I'm never going to go to bed. I'm only going to pay the county. This was just to give us some support and backup. I was trying to think of the one thing that came up when I first met with the county. Oh, when we went for engineering services this last year, we did something very unusual. As a city, we went out for engineering services, and we hired three engineering companies at a very decent rate to cover our engineering services. It's something that hadn't really been done before in the county. And Tucson has done it, and so in order to make it happen, we didn't know where to go. So Britt Hansen and I went and met with the county, and they explained to us how we could actually do this legally and how we could make it happen. They actually, in fact, were considering it. They thought it was a really good idea and a good way to handle it. And so I really needed their expertise when we did that because that was kind of a breakthrough thing for us to do. So the good news on that is it didn't cost us anything. But this isn't by any means the do-all, end-all. If we can find somebody else and they're smart enough to help me, listen, surrounding myself with smart people like Lorraine is the only way I can make this work. Okay, and I'll take the help every time.
Right. This is just another avenue to use.
Yeah.
any other questions of the council? Thank you. Thank you for those questions. Do we have a motion? I move to approve the intergovernmental agreement with Cochise County for provision of procurement services.
Second.
Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-1. City Manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor. I have nothing to report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. For those that are in the listening and looking on audience, tomorrow night at 5:30 we start the process of budget, and that will be on Wednesdays for the next four Wednesdays from 5:30 till it's said 8. I hope it ends before that. And so with that, we hope to see you tomorrow so that you can partake in this process. And with that, could I have a motion to adjourn?
We've got some comments.
Oh, we have comments? How did I? It does. Boy, I'm just. We have. Well, I'm. Okay, Mr. Higgins.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
We're still in. Thanks.
I just was clarifying the.
Okay, let.
Okay. The Bisbee Arts Commission is back in business, and we're going to be having our 2017 art auction at Central School Project on May 6th. All funding goes to the artists and the BAC in support of our local art community. The event will include a silent and a live auction, with viewing open from 5 to 7. The live auction starts at 7 o'clock. Appetizers will be served, and drinks are available for purchase. We're going to have live music by the Unexploded Phonographs. Our auctioneers are going to be Chuck Feel and Carlos Pinata. Waitressing and art handling will be done by the lovely ladies of Femme Fatale, who used to be Women in Light and Shadow. These are the ladies that brought you the Gong Show. Mayor Smith will open the live auction with a few words, and we already have many great donations, and we're looking for more. You have to have cash or a check. We don't take credit cards. And donations of artwork are still being accepted, and you can email us at bisbeeartscommission@gmail.com for more information.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned.